It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
Well, the Unit 20 school system has been back in session for a little less than a month now, and to get an assessment of how things have gone in the first few weeks of the new school term, it's a pleasure to talk with Unit 20 Superintendent Doug Dougherty. Doug, good to talk to you again.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here, and it's always nice to talk to you, Steve, and good to hear about the school. We've got all kinds of information for you.
Well, I mentioned before that you've been in school for a little less than a month now. How things gone here at the outset?
Well, they've gone pretty well. We start off the year, we have a total of 1,163 kids in our district this year, so that's a good number to have. Our high school, they're setting an enrollment of 323. So it's a good number. We got our full staff. We're doing well. Our buses are all running well, and we've got everybody going, and it's been a good start to the year.
The enrollment figures that you mentioned, are those higher, lower than last year? Or?
It's a little bit higher, but not a whole lot. Last year we had quite a jump of about 22 kids total. This year we're only up about 7 or 8. So it's an increase, but not as big as we had last year.
Does that fluctuate from year to year, does it seem?
Yes, it does. One year we may gain 10 and lose 20, and the next year we lose 5 and gain 10. So it's just, you never know year to year. At registration time in August, we always kind of anxious to see what kind of numbers we're going to get, and then it will change throughout the year because kids are always moving in and out. So, but we typically stay somewhere right around 1,200.
Now that you've been underway for a couple of weeks, what's been the emphasis with regard to administration, trying to keep things moving smoothly at the schools?
Yes, we have a couple new administrators over at the elementary school, and they're both doing a good job getting acquainted with the people, the students, the parents. But now the biggest thing is just keeping the states getting our money into us right now on a timely basis, so that's good. And then the principals are busy keeping everybody going, and it's just been a smooth start, and we appreciate everything the principals do and the teachers do.
Who are the new administrators that you have?
Well, Greg Wood is our new assistant principal at the elementary. Last year he was high school PE teacher and our football coach. So he's moved into the assistant principal role. And then we hired Tina Shipman. She is our dean of students at the elementary building. So those two, like I said, are learning the things that we need, and they're doing a good job getting things going over there with Miss Hayes.
There's a lot of responsibility on the dean of students, isn't there?
Yes, they do a lot of different roles. Our assistant principal mainly takes care of most of the discipline issues, but there are times when the dean of students has to also help with that. She's also involved with the teachers, trying to help them learn some new techniques and things that they can help relate to the kids better and become better teachers. So it's an ongoing job that she's done a good job of, and all of our administrators have.
You mentioned a little earlier that you're getting timely payments from the state. That's got to be a real pleasant change from the past. I know, has the new school funding formula actually kicked in yet?
Yes, it has. The evidence-based funding has helped us considerably the last 2 years. This current year, we're scheduled to get just over $6 million, which is up about $250,000. So, knock on wood, that continues. But, yeah, we're hoping that continues on past this year, and we're hoping the payments stay. Our big concern with everywhere is the funding from the state. After the elections in November, we're hoping things don't change in Springfield.
The funding formula, that's based on what, enrollment and multiple factors?
Yes, there's all kinds of factors they now put into that. The enrollment is a big one still based on the number of kids you have, but they also look at the poverty rate of the community. They look at unemployment. They look at all just multiple factors of things, and then they've come up with this new formula, which most schools throughout the state have benefited from it. So, and we're one of the ones that, you know, we've benefited, and we appreciate the new funding, and it will help things.
What is the biggest thing that needs funding with regard to the district? Is transportation? Is that it, or what?
Right now, we probably do need to look. We're going to look into some new transportation. We need buses. We have a full fleet now, but some of them are getting older, and so we need to look into spending some money on those. The problem is a new bus runs about $80,000, so it's expensive, and so that's probably where we're going to look to spend some money this year, because we do need some buses to update our fleet.
Personnel probably is probably takes the biggest chunk, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. Salaries by far, the personnel is the biggest portion of our budget. From everywhere. I looked at the numbers this morning. We actually employ 195 people in the district. That's 107 teachers and certified staff, and then a total of 88 non-certified, which is custodians, cooks, bus drivers, secretaries, those people which we have to have to make the school run efficiently. And so total, we have 195 employees.
Yeah, people don't realize that the school districts in the county are some of the largest employers.
Yes, yep, we do. And we have several, and like I said, we have good ones all across the board. And with 195, we have, like I said, salary. We also have benefit packages for them, and it just, that's where a lot of, like I said, a lot of our money goes to. And we appreciate them all because it takes everybody. You know, the custodians do a great job, and without them, we have troubles. And same way with teachers, aides, everybody does a great job.
With a new school year, of course, there come new things, new programs. Anything new program-wise with regard to the district that you've added that are of note to the listeners?
The one biggest change we've made this year is we now have a new math curriculum which runs K-12. It's called the Go Math Series. We've used various different ones in the past, but this last year the principals all met and the curriculum committee met, and we bought a district-wide. It's from kindergarten through seniors. It's called Go Math. It's going to help in our curriculum basically to maintain the fourth graders are going to know what the third graders knew, learned, and so forth, all the way up. So we think that's going to be a big benefit to us. The beginning of the year, of course, it's changes, so it's new to the teachers, it's new to the kids, it's new to the parents. So it's going to take a little bit of time to get it going right, but we feel it's off to a good start. The one big benefit we found is a lot more online stuff for those parents when they go at home and they don't remember how to do the certain math. If they have the internet, they can get references there, which helps the parents a lot. So we're really looking forward to that math program being new and successful this year. We're also at the elementary, we're in our second year in the Leader in Me program, so we're going to look to expand that. They did a lot of good things last year with our elementary kids, and we're looking to expand that and do more this year. And then, of course, we have the CEO program, which is a few years old now, but we're running that again with Red Hill, and it's going to be a successful year with that as well.
Of course, technology always changing day to day, it seems like, and with the school district, of course, it's probably changing even faster.
Yes, we're now to the point where every kid, 6th grade through 12th grade, has their own computer. They get to use it every day. Some classes have gone almost all electronic, which is great because the kids can have their book right there in front of them. They type in answers to quizzes, whatever. They enter it electronically, and there's a lot less paper. And it's really been nice, and it's the way of the future. So we know if we don't teach these kids now, then as they get older, they're going to be struggling because it's the way I feel everything's going to go electronic more and more.
And I'm sure that you have committees, teachers, your administration get together, and they look at this year after year and decide, you know, where do we need to improve at in different areas?
Yeah, every year we have school improvement. We have meetings. Almost monthly we get together and we go over certain things that are, we have bringing guest speakers to address different issues with the staff, and that helps them keep up to date on the latest issues. And each year we sit down as an administrative team and find out, like I said, last year we realized our math was the one that needed improvement. The year before we did a reading curriculum. So each year we try to figure out where do we want to put our money into for the following year. And, you know, we know it's one of those things with textbooks, they keep updating, of course, so you have to keep buying new social studies books, new science books, and so each year we look into what's best, what we need the worst, I guess.
Well, of course, unfortunately, we have to talk about safety in school. That's always a big issue, and you know, with the school shootings in the recent past and things like that, and I know that you have been proactive along with Unit 10 with regard to making the schools as safe as possible.
Yes, it's like you said, it's kind of sad, but it's one of those things that we do have to address. We've gone through, we've started a program at our school called the School Guard, where teachers have on their apps on their phone that can notify the police immediately if there's a need, and it contacts police officers both in Lawrenceville and Lawrence County, and will contact any registered police officer within a 20-mile radius, and they'll know that assistance is needed at the school. It's one of those things we hope we never have to use, but at the same time, it's probably the quickest way of getting people to the scene if we need them. So we've done that. We've also gone through, we're looking at changing some of our fire drill procedures, just different things like that, that safety's got to be a concern for everybody. And it's not just the big things, it's little things too. We're concerned about the kids and the bullying, the stuff like that, which is ongoing, unfortunately, across everywhere. So we try to address those safety issues too, because we don't want kids being afraid to come to school for any reason, whether it's a shooter or whether it's just being picked on. It's not what we're here for, and we do everything we can to address those situations when they come up.
Yeah, the days of just walking into the school and walking up to the desk and asking for a student or something like that, those are things of the days of the past, aren't they?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we have procedures that all of our secretaries know well. And like I said, when someone comes in, if their name's not on the list, that they can take that student and we refuse them that student. And it's just, it's safe. It's a safeguard, but unfortunately that's something we have to do in today's world.
Well, Doug, what do you want to say in the final moments that we have here with regard to Unit 20? You're off to a good start. That's great. What do you have to say to listeners about the remainder of the school year?
Well, we plan to continue on the track we're on. We're off to a good start. Look for a lot of good things this year. We got a lot of good kids. We're looking for that. We also know our teachers are going to do a great job, and administrators are. And just wish everybody out there, stop by the school sometime. We've added some new things to the high school, too, that I think they'll be excited to see as far as paintings and some decorations around the school. So we're looking forward to a great year.
All right, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email, wako@dlcmediainc.com. Phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.